Australian workers have been known to take a sickie or two during their years on the job. A new poll says that stress and family commitments are the main reasons. Workers also blame bad bosses. And then there's a seaside link. Adam Harvey filed this report.
More than 60% of workers have taken a sickie at some point. But staff say their bosses should shoulder some of the blame. A new Galaxy poll of 1,300 staff says that of the workers who say they have a bad boss, one in four admit to taking days off when they aren't sick. John Buchanan is the director of the Workplace Research Centre at the University of Sydney.
It's well known that productivity is a direct function of employee engagement and loyalty. If you hate your boss, there's obviously a serious problem with engagement, and that'll manifest itself in behaviours like taking a sickie.
But the biggest reason for illicit days off work is anxiety.
The management philosophy, and it was dubbed management by stress, has had a huge impact on what we call work intensification. Now, management by stress is basically a management philosophy which says cut staffing levels basically till the workforce cracks and then top them up a little bit. So the fact that there are problems with sickies and people feeling anxious and burnt out is a function of new management philosophies and new funding arrangements.
Gary Brack is the chief executive of the Australian Federation of Employers and Industries.
There is a bit of a reputation in Australia about using a sickie simply as another avenue for having a good time or taking a day off or going to the beach. Obviously, there are a lot of genuine people who take sick leave as opposed to an illicit sickie. To the extent that people take it off illicitly, obviously that reduces efficiency and raises the cost of running a business.
Is there the potential that a person who has taken a so-called mental health day is a more effective worker when they do come back to work?
Well, I think the term, quote, mental health day, unquote, is really one of those things that's described elsewhere as a sickie. Their mental health day is spent at the beach.
And that's exactly where a lot of workers who aren't really sick end up going. An Auditor General's report has found that the closer you live to the beach, the more likely you are to take a sickie. But wherever you go, Gary Brack says hating the boss isn't a valid reason for not turning up.
The fact is that the world is never going to be perfect. And even though employers may have imperfect workplaces, they still have a right to expect that people will turn up. If the only basis on which people turn up is that the workplace is healthy and perfect, then the fact is we'll have virtually nobody at work because very few workplaces are actually like that. So I think the excuse that, it wasn't a perfect workplace, or I didn't like the boss, or, I just felt a bit burnt out on that day, that suggests that we can take any reason we like in order to have the day off.
But for those of us who aren't at the beach today, there's always the consolation that at least it's a Friday.
Adam Harvey.